Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 14. It says, Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Hallelujah. Eager to do what is good. My dear brothers and sisters, do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do, but brighten the corner where you are. It's very, very important. A lot of times we may be in a place of work which is mundane, which is dull, and which doesn't brighten your day. But you as a child of God, you as a son and a daughter of God are placed there to serve humanity or to serve in that organization with a bright spark of delight and a light that God has placed within you. That's what, that whatever you do, you will do it very cheerfully. A lot of time, many of us are given in places and circumstances and situations that may be inadvertent to us, that we may not like and we may not appreciate. But through it all, when we see if the Lord has placed us there, it is for a purpose. A purpose is that we will bring joy, that we'll bring the light, that we'll bring peace, that we'll bring happiness around that area where you are placed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, thank the Lord for your assignment. Thank the Lord for your duty that God has given you. And wherever you work, whether in your organization or at your home or in running your business or running somebody else's business, you will do it cheerfully and delightfully. And that's what the Bible says. Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. So no matter what the situation be, we will continue to do good. Hallelujah. Because God has done wonderful and mighty things with us and on us and for us, so that we will be ambassadors of Christ wherever we are. That's what the Lord is anticipating. That's what the Lord is waiting for his church to display, the magnanimity and the magnificence of Jehovah on this planet Earth. Amen. Let's purpose ourselves, let's determine our hearts and our minds and do what the Lord has called us to do. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted us and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you. Abba, Father, we lay down our crowns before your throne of grace and we cry out and say that worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, all dominion, all power, and all authority. This morning, O Father God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you have died for us, that you gave yourself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, from all wickedness, and to purify, O Lord God Almighty, us for yourself, a people that are your very own. We are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we will be eager to do what is good. Therefore, Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit will empower us today to do good in spite of the negative challenges and negativity that is around us. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will give us the grace, you will give us the courage, you will give us the Holy Spirit, you will give us your word, you will envision us, empower us, enable us, and equip us to accomplish the task that you have given us. As your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that you'll give them the grace, O Father God. You will bless them enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and take away every pain from their midst. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, that sickness will not be named again. For by your wounds and by your stripes, Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.